Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The conversation started happening before we came back live from Austin asking Nick something. I remember we always laugh when somebody asks Todd about what happened to his leg. Here comes a long story. This is becoming this kind of question. Nick's going down to Wichita, and he said there's this great place in McPherson has this great sandwich. And then
yeah.
Austin made the mistake of saying, "What makes that sandwich special?"
Oh, no.
And then the music kicked in, and I couldn't hear. My headphones were on. I'm thinking, oh. So so it becomes one of those, and Austin's probably thinking, oh, geez, I didn't think it was going to take that long, man.
Well, I showed him some pictures.
Dude, yeah. I didn't know that Nick had,
He's a sandwich
freak, man. Like a dozen pictures already pulled up of the sandwiches.
It's
on the monitor, and he swung it towards me, and I'm like...
He did swing it towards you.
You already have these pulled up? He's already just thinking about them? He's like, check this out. Look how they lay the salami.
What's the name of the shop?
It's called Naffy's. It's in McPherson.
In McPherson. Right. Say it right. Say it right, man. Okay. Now, at the risk of asking Todd what happened to his leg, what makes the sandwich good?
I told us it's the main thing with anywhere you go. They care.
It's made with love.
Yes,
it's made with love.
Anybody that makes the sandwich gives a crap about what they're putting out. And there's a bunch of ingredients. They're fresh. They've got a bunch of options. And, you know,
that's good. It was so good. They just had lettuce and tomato.
They have daily
he
specials.
He is good about swinging that computer around, though, quickly. I noticed that. You know,
yeah.
Here it
is,
Austin.
With a full, collage
that
he made. It wasn't even, pictures
on the
website.
As soon as he started talking about it, I figured it was going to come up. So, I better bring him
I should have taken
pictures.
A picture of the sandwich I made last night. I crafted a beautiful sandwich, and nobody wanted to eat it with me.
What kind of sandwich was it?
It was your sandwich, Mike.
I should have shared it with Nick.
Did you eat it on your chest?
That's mine.
It was not a chess sandwich.
Oh, dude, we talking about... I love that video of David Hasselhoff where he's just drunk
the floor cheeseburger.
Yeah, floor burger.
Yeah,
floor burger. That's drunk.
It was a chicken sandwich on toasted 100% wheat bread. Whole wheat bread.
Like grilled chicken?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then on one side, I slathered it with avocado. The other side, I slathered with a little bit of ranch dressing and sprinkled a bunch of that hot jalapeno. Dried jalapeno
good
on there.
Sandwich,
yeah.
Todd.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I put
that's a little love in there. Throw a little love in there. Make the world go round, right?
Chicken. Yeah. And then there was a little bit of kale, a couple of slices of tomato, some sprouts. Yeah. I think that's it.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
You should take a picture.
Put so much
no
love
onion
into that.
Oh, no. I forgot the onion.
Should have thrown it away.
Yeah.
What's this crap?
Who didn't want to share it with you?
Christy.
First of all, why share it, though? It's your sandwich,
well,
man.
Well, I made two of them.
Oh, you did?
Oh. So there's one waiting in the fridge when you get home today.
No, that was my munchies last night.
Oh,
so you ate it, and then you got high and ate it again.
Well, no, then I didn't eat any chips or, well, I ate
chips.
Some, but no,
yeah.
Not a bunch
of
them.
You ever put chips on the sandwich?
Yes. Always done that.
I've never gone that far.
And what's the place in Pittsburgh that throws the French fries in? I like that touch,
too. Manny Brothers, by the way. Yeah, that's fries and coleslaw on your sandwich, man. It's amazing. Nick's got to try it.
Nick gets to rolling on that, and it's like Belushi in Animal House. Forget it. He's rolling.
Yeah, right. Right. You put
Germans?
On that? Nice.
You haven't tried the burger really place in Salida that everybody raves about?
No, I haven't. I want to, but usually when we're driving down there, it's usually not a lot of extra time.
No, you got to make the time.
And when you're driving back, it's probably not open. You don't stay overnight, do you?
We're staying overnight.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Okay. Well, you should hit it on the way back.
All right, five questions you're supposed to ask your... is this a first date, Todd? All right.
On a first date.
And it's a therapist? Jesus. Well, let's assume you get together, you don't really know each other that well. That's pretty much what the first date is.
When you think about it, first dates can be kind of like a job interview. No, you can't set that atmosphere.
Well, I think if it's a first date and you don't know the person at all, there are questions, you know.
Yeah, but you don't have to be questions. Heady about it.
Where do you see yourself?
I haven't heard a question yet.
How about just a little small talk, and then organically these things will come.
All right, I'll answer the question. But act like you're dating me,
and she said that. Well,
where do you see yourself in 5 hours?
In your pants? That's a setup question. 5 hours? It was at 7 o'clock the dinner.
Well, maybe 6 o'clock. 11
p.m. Masturbating, thinking about this. I would say that.
Asleep for an hour.
Naked with each other.
They say these are questions to reveal important information about the person's character.
Okay.
All right, what do you want for an appetizer? That should be one of the first questions.
Yes.
What do you feel like for an appetizer?
Mozzarella sticks.
Fried pickles.
I just want a salad. That's what she would say.
And then I lean into
a salad with fried pickles on it?
Find out later she's just a pig. And eats
I
everything.
Ask you, as you're eating your ravioli, shaped like a moon of Saturn.
Yeah.
Is there a question at all yet? Are we just making this celebrate so far?
What? What, Mike, are you most passionate about?
Oh, my God, that's a hardcore question.
Isn't
right
it?
Away.
That's, that's too heavy. You don't come out of the box with that.
No, because a lot of guys are going to say some sports team or
Huskers.
Right. Yeah, well, then you don't date
Rock
that
Chalk.
Guy.
Right, but...
I mean, I think you ask questions
I like Bud.
To bring their interests out, but what are you most passionate about?
I think the most makes it weighted. I think if you just ask, what are you passionate about? That's different than what are you most passionate about.
It still sounds like you're getting grilled.
Yeah.
I like what one of the commenters...
I have no idea how to answer. I have no idea. I'm already stumped right there.
Well, yours would be tough because you'd say, my wife and kids. Why do you want a date? Like, sorry, I should probably leave.
Well, one of the commenters in the video says about this particular question, he's like, I don't think you want to trigger someone's existential crisis on a first date.
Yeah.
It seems a little deep.
Passionate about it. That might be something a woman might answer, though. You know? I don't know what it would be about.
Yeah, I
can't think. First of all,
well, what's God, going passion, on in, passion? In my head? About, I did. Is the interpretation of passion?
Nick would have to say my stand up comedy. You know, she would say, "Tell me a joke now." I go, jam it, damn
is it.
Is it
a hobby?
What, is it you heard of a garbanzo bean?
Right. Is it an interest you have?
I think that's what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're supposed to say, like...
You can't say, I'm passionate about fishing, and then I'll come out of here. Then,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, there could be the word lot passionate, of landmines in there.
Yeah, the passionate word seems pretty heavy, Todd. I agree with you on that.
But, I mean, I think,
what do you like to do? How about
Watch TV?
It feels like you're supposed to answer something like, well, I'm passionate about,
starving kids.
Or environmental issues.
As I avoid the table where they're selling me popcorn.
Right.
Well, if they follow that with, have you heard the good news? I'm going to need the check.
Yeah. Jesus. Somebody's going to say Jesus in that situation. Yeah. Well, I'm out of here then. All right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
That's a tough question. I don't think that's a dumb question.
Well, I hate this MF-er with a passion. And then you rattle off a list of people.
Oh, yeah. Right. I hate this MF-er with a passion, right?
And this guy and that guy and that guy.
I'm passionate about not answering questions like this.
Yeah.
This is why it's good we're not dating.
Your boobs. Anymore. How about your boobs? Say that right back. Your boobs. That's a good one. She might laugh at that.
I'm passionate about this appetizer platter.
There you go. Cheese fries are pretty passionate about.
Yeah, how about something a little more light? Like, what do you do?
What do you like to do?
Yeah, what do you do for fun?
What do you like to do? Right.
Who's your favorite member of KISS and why?
That's on there.
Nick, that's a second
question.
We'll
get to that later.
Yeah. You hit that person right away. That's on there.
All right, and if that one isn't heady and hard-hitting enough, you follow up with, who's the most influential person in your life and why?
People are going to say their parents
Jesus.
Most of the time.
This is where Jesus comes in.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, and this is where Ace crap. Freely, you know, ruins the date.
Right. You say Ace Freely, right? Ace
See, the
Freely
trouble smoke. With these questions is they're really specific. Like, you should, the most influential person in your life and why, it should boil down to one person. And then you have to have an explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, see, now this
most
this...
people are going to say, if they have a good relationship with their one of their parents, they'll say that, or they're going to say a teacher. But even then, the question is, what?
Yeah.
But listen to the
I
quote.
I just want to eat my, I want to eat like, my, you
yeah,
know,
I don't
want to
write
here.
I don't want to write an essay here.
Listen, this, the quote, this one's my wife,
how about, would you
too?
Like another
go.
Drink? That should be the third question. Would you like another drink?
Yeah. This therapist guy in this video says, the question can reveal their values as well as the type of people they admire and look up to. Do they exclusively list canceled male comedians? Great info to have. Oh, come on, man.
How about if you ask this question, you better have an answer to it. They're going to say right back, well, what's yours?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cosby.
Yeah.
Louis C.K.
Right, and out of this, all the canceled comedians, like, who's really been canceled?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Cosby's thinking Chappelle about doing
played,
shows again.
Chappelle played an arena.
Yeah. Louis C.K.'s played at Madison Square Garden since all that. Yeah.
Exactly.
And even before cancel culture.
That's a lame question.
Our shows got canceled.
Right. Yeah.
Things went away. You don't get to keep your job forever.
No. Yeah. It's
the culture. Right.
What book, movie, or TV show has had the biggest impact on your life?
Wayne's World.
What if somebody says Wayne's World? What if somebody just says, I really like Cheers? You know, what are you supposed to say to that?
Yeah.
You know, what movie? Are you supposed to be something inspirational?
See, this
you
is
know?
Where the organic conversation, a book, a movie, or a TV right. show might
Deep
come
throat.
Up. You don't have to lump them all. And, well, which one of those had the biggest impact on your
Deep
life?
Deep Throat, really?
Yeah. I didn't know you could actually do that when I saw that. Yeah.
These questions make me think I need to start like being nicer to my wife.
Yeah.
Making sure she's like, I couldn't date.
Never on a first date again?
No.
Yep. Nope.
I think she would say you should probably be nice to her for different reasons than that. But
yeah, I'm not being mean. But, you know, that's taking for granted.
One of the reasons.
Yeah. I think a lot of us should feel that way.
Oh, God.
You want to be on a date because you don't want to lose your wife.
I'm telling you, dating and going back to school are the two things that I would fear the most. I never want to do either.
Sharks?
When pressed, I'd rather date than go back to school.
If I had to choose one of the two.
You ain't getting laid at school. You're getting laid with a date eventually.
Maybe.
You know? Not unless you're answering
these
questions.
Somewhere you're going to swing widely. And if one of we all got dumped, we would get laid eventually. You know?
You'd like to think.
Yeah.
You'd like to think.
Probably have to pay for it.
Right away, I'd pay for it. Yeah, just to get one out of the way.
Well, not with that opening line of, are you susceptible to pregnancy? I mean, you're not going to have
right.
to.
That's the ultimate panty dropper.
You figured it out.
Yeah.
The ones you pay, you don't have to ask them that question.
No, generally not.
All right, that's come with it. They're already installed.
Right. Installed. Or just barren at that point,
right,
hopefully. Just being destroyed.
Main meal comes. They're serving your salmon. And then I lean over to you and I say, what's your favorite childhood memory?
Say, not daycare.
Yeah. Go into that, Nick. Why not daycare? Yeah. Daycare's not for Nick, by the way. Nick, you keep bringing it up, by the way. So you set that on a tee all the time. So.
Yeah, right. It's there. I mean, you hear childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite childhood memory?
I wouldn't say scaffolding.
I don't even know if I have an answer to that.
Yeah, I have a lot of great childhood memories. I don't know what my favorite one is, you know.
What if you had a horrible childhood?
Well, then you're going to be triggered right there.
Then you're opening up some trauma there.
Yeah.
My favorite childhood memory was it being over.
Well, but even childhood memory, if you had a horrible one, just a memory you liked.
My favorite. But
Grandpa was nice once.
Right.
You know?
Daddy used to hit Mommy a lot.
Uncle Jim. I don't want to be around him anymore.
But it's not my favorite memory. It's just one
Mommy
that's
says, wow.
Burned into my head.
Yeah. I think it was the third foster home where they did.
That's your favorite childhood memory? Daddy hit Mommy? I don't think it's your favorite. Okay.
No, it's not a favorite, but it's just one burned in my head.
I know how to end a first date with all these questions for sure.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we've answered
any of these. What
do you
see in 5 hours? One of them, where you see yourself in 5 hours? But right there. Okay, if you get through that question, Then you name Ace Frehley, like Nick said.
You've already ruined any chance.
But the Ace Frehley, she might be a Kiss fan, so you're throwing that out.
Yeah, there's a great chance.
Yeah.
If she doesn't know that, you just ask her who her favorite Beastie Boy is. Then get the check and go masturbate, I guess.
So if you've ever gone on a first date,
who's your favorite Beastie Boy?
And you've gotten this line of questioning, and it got you a second date, or you decided to go on a second date, I want that call.
I think you're less likely to get the second date if you've initiated this line of questioning.
Yeah.
Like somebody, if you right. throw these questions at somebody, they're just gonna be like, no, there's no second date, no.
Yeah, the first date was kind of a hard-hitting interview.
Yeah.
Unless the person you're dating, say the person throws these questions, another person's some introspective freak like that, and you're both like,
well,
that.
Yeah, then right. it's a match.
You spend all night talking back and forth about introspective crap, and nobody gets butt. Right. Yeah,
they're asking this. They're like, you ask me a question. Like, how many Super Bowls do you think Mahomes is going to win?
But these are things that you kind of got to ease into and maybe discuss them over the course of the next four or five dates or just
you got any warts, I would ask.
Yeah, most of these seem like third date questions at
genital
best.
Specifically.
Oh, yeah. Genital specifically. Any genital warts I got to deal with right now. Yeah. I like to call those speed bumps.
Right. When's the last time you failed a tester?
That's a great question. And then I would say, well, right before I showed up for the date. So, you smell
something.
Funny
you should ask.
What time is it?
That's sort of the stinkiest appetizer possible. All right. Yeah, we need to be single for sure.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.